well, part of the final exam that you guys are going on next week, you're going to have to fill in a rundown sheet that's kind of blank. Okay, so it's blank. I mean, most of it will be filled in, but there's going to be some blank spots on the rundown sheet, which there will be some questions for you, and you're going to have to put in the proper term or abbreviation that goes into the proper spot in the rundown sheet. So what we're going to do is I gave you a rundown sheet similar to the final exam. That is basically a lot of it's filled in, a lot of it's not. So therefore, what we're going to do is watch a TV show here, watch one of the local newscasts, and then fill in the rundown sheet based on what we see. All right. Now, some of them will be guiding you along because you can look at them and say that it could be two different things. But one reason is to prep you up for the final, but the other reason is just so you can see, and we're talking, you know, three stories before commercial break and coming out, I think, three stories after commercial break, so many different things that you can kind of mix and match with you know, very simple stories. So a lot of the stuff you're going to see here on the rundown sheet we do, and a lot of the stuff stuff that we're not doing right now. So just so you guys know that, you know, again, one story that lasts 40 seconds or 30 seconds could have four or five different parts to it. Within the rundown, so we'll go from there. Now, your final exam, you're not going to be watching something and then filling it in. I'm going to give you 10 questions, and based on the questions, you have to look in the rundown and say, okay, here's a question, okay, here's a couple things that's not filled in. There'll be some X's on the rundown sheet, basically saying here's an X, okay, something needs to go here, proper term, proper abbreviation. So as long as you know what a CU is for close-up, an MS for medium shot, what a tag is, what a VO is, what a tease is, what a deco, VO, you know, that type of stuff is what we're talking about, okay? NFS for full screen, stuff like that. SOP bow and stuff like that, which we're going to get to here. Okay, so let's take a look at our first story here. Again, hands, please, because if we do this like just a hodgepodge, guess what? Nothing happens. It doesn't work, and everyone gets confused, and then I get to go home early. All right, here we go. Let's check out the first thing with rebuilding Iraq. Of course, we're still working on this a decade later. We're still working on this, but hey, you got to do what you got to do. Some things aren't easy. All right, so here's what we got. First part of this rebuilding Iraq. Now, we got the anchor, Talon 2, which I'm throwing that in there for you. The slug is rebuilding Iraq, but of course, under the format column, what exactly would this be from what you hear and see? Any hands? Any hands? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Jordan. It is a graphic. Is a graphic. What kind of graphic is it?
Full screen.
It's full screen. Okay, so that's one part of this. Under format, it's full screen slash something. Because we do see a full screen. Yes? Yep, full screen slash side. We see the full screen. Obviously, that's the visual. But we hear this incredible music. Very intense music. So, yes, that is a full screen slash SOT. That would be under the format column. Let's go back and play this drama. A lot of drama. A lot of good drum in there. You know, the violin, little string section going on there. Okay, so yeah, that's kind of what you're looking at. Full screen slash SOT. And again, we'll just go by what we do here at the award winning WNLD. If it is a full screen under the camera column, which also means camera or on air column, what would that be from? Yes. Almost. You always forget? Yes.
Deco.
Yeah, the deco. We'll just call it the deco, or if you say CG, it means the same thing. Deco is just the files that we use. That's the software we use. So under camera column, that would either be from the deco, or you can just say CG. Easy. Okay. So let's take a look at rebuilding Iraq again, guys. One more time on rebuilding Iraq. Again, this is the first of four parts of this thing. We're only a quarter of the way through this one story. Under format is a full screen slash SOT. Okay. And under the camera or on air column would be the deco or CG. Okay? So that's what we got. All right. Now, as far as the camera, you're not going to know what camera it is because you don't know where the anchors are placed, nor do you know where the blocking of the camera shots are. Okay? So under the camera column for the second part of rebuilding Iraq, you can just put camera 3. I'm going to give that one to you. Okay? Because you don't know exactly what you don't know where the anchors are located. So. But what I'm looking for is the type of shot. And, of course, don't blurt it out. We want hands. Maybe it's the second block of this will blurt stuff out. All right, so what type of shot do we see here? Anyone want to hear the music?
Well, they have had rebuilding efforts continuing.
Any ideas there? Oh, bingo.
Close-up.
It is a close-up, yes. Yeah. It is a close-up what?
Slash. Oh, man.
Right on the desk. Over the shoulder.
I was going to say.
saying
that. I started to say that.
Sorry. Yeah, you did. And I was trying to help. Keep in mind, when you look at this, if all you put down here is OTS, that's fine with me. If you happen to put close-up OTS, which it is a close-up OTS, because sometimes we can have a medium shot OTS, but OTS is good enough for me. We're looking at camera 3 is what that would be on. So you notice that is basically the full screen squeezed down into a box effect. All right, so that's kind of all that you think. All right, so we have a full screen slash shot from the Deco, and then we have an OTS from camera 3. Okay? Now we get more fun here. Okay, let's check and see what we got.
Tom Sands, former secretary of the television officials, that the former Iraqi leader is still alive.
He is alive.
The secretary claims Saddam and his sons fled to Syria during an operation.
So we've got a little highlighted, little
U.S.
guys
forces
on the right hand side.
Building in Baghdad, seizing
documents. Okay, a little confusing here. Any ideas what it could be? It actually could be one of two different things. Yeah.
Full screen VTR.
Close. We're gonna invert that a little bit. That's a VO from the VTR. Okay. Now you could say, well, what about the full screens? Because we got all this stuff going on over here. That's obviously from the CG, right? Well, actually, this is the voiceover part. This is the B-roll. They squeeze that down so they can obviously put some stuff off to the side and have our CG operator, make more sense to the audience, so to speak. So when you look at it visually on the air, it is a VO from the camera side VTR. Okay. Just kind of like a simple voiceover story. Okay. But just so you guys are aware that this is a lot of the other pre-production you need to do. I mean, you're a graphics person, right? You're coming in for the 6 o'clock newscast. You show up at, let's say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3:30, whatever the case is. You're going to be CG operator for the 6 and 11, okay? What happens is, yeah, you do have to build the full screens. You do have to build and make those OTS graphics and make sure all the names of talent and MOSs and location fonts and all that stuff is called up to make sure all the stuff on the screen is supposed to be there. Put up scoreboards, write that stuff in. But then, of course, your producer may say, hey, listen, we got this story we're doing, and what we want to do is squeeze down the video, and we want to have these kind of points, and every 7 seconds we want to highlight them. So that's your job over here is, okay, what we're going to do is kind of type this stuff in. We'll leave a box effect, because later on in the editing process, we're going to kind of squeeze this down and pre-produce this little guy. So therefore, we can just roll it as more of a voiceover than anything. Okay. So it is the VO from the VTR. Combination of ways you can kind of get this done. It's kind of the same idea with bringing in the chroma key effects. There's two or three different ways you can bring in the chroma key effects. We choose to do camera 1 and the key bus VTR and take effects. Okay. You can also say, okay, put VTR in the key bus and camera 1 in the pre. That doesn't confuse you anymore, but like I've said, it's a combination of ways to do it. All right, so we have a VO from the VTR, and then, of course, we have the last part here of this lovely story, which just doesn't end.
And
hey, check out Bush's hair here. Look at this guy.
No gray hair. As hope, work in progress.
So last part, right here.
The very latest on the situation in Iraq.
Any ideas on what the last part of this potential story could be, right?
Full screen.
It is a full screen slash something.
Slash
it's from the Deco. Yeah, but in the format column, we have full screen slash tag. Yep, so you got a combination. Full screen slash tag. And of course, a tag, again, is something that is a disposition line to a story that's presented differently on air than the body. Okay? So that is a full screen or FS slash tag, and that would be from the Deco or the CG. Okay? Yes, sir.
The third part, the voiceover.
We're going to recap.
Is that still Deco?
No, voiceover would be from the VTR, because that's video that was playing. Okay? So we'll recap the whole thing here. Yeah.
And how do you tell the difference between something like this that comes from the Deco, even though it may have like
motion.
Sound or motion to it?
Oh, the sound we can always add to it from another source. That's typically where it comes from.
Okay.
Of course, you can edit that in there as well, too. But yeah, CG is not just still stuff. Okay, we call it a still store a lot of times, but it actually can have some motion. In fact, there's weather maps under it. Build weather maps on that thing as well, too.
So
that's why I'm not going to get that. It's not going to get that confusing for you on the final. I'm not going to have something play for you and say, oh, it could be 6 things. Ooh, that's the right one. No, I mean, I'm going to flat out tell you, here's a question, based on what we're doing. So really, you're going to look at this rundown sheet, but also the rundown sheet that you've been using, or the rundown sheet from the script I'm going to give you today. You can use that as a study. So, yeah.
Deco.
Yep, Deco. All right, so again, rebuilding Iraq, we have a full screen or FS slash stock from the Deco. Then below that, we have an OTS from Camera 3. Below that, we have a VO from the VTR, and then we round it out with an FS full screen slash tag from the Deco or CEG. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta watch that quarter. Watch that quarter or keep it.
Be around 9:15 or so. That'd be good, Shane. That'd be really good. All right, so and everyone got money for that, right? Pizza thing, or you just go $5, Caesar's $5. Well, he's right by the phone, man. He's rock and roll this thing. All right. So we got the next one, Civil War. Let's now again. He jumped his cue, so this anchor automatically knows he lost 15 points. So check this out. He's not supposed to talk, but he does anyway. So forget that. But we have something else at the beginning here.
The situation.
Heads up. Oh boy.
On his story.
Oh. All right. Let's play that. Forget him talking. He's not supposed to talk.
On his story.
Boom goes the dynamite. All right, so what do we got here? First thing in Civil War. Yes.
SOT.
SOT. Absolutely. It is a SOT / something. Okay?
Oh. Sorry about that. Historic Fort Wayne pulls out all the stop.
SOT / SOT / book.
That's right. Exactly what we're going to be doing for this week and next week as well, too, if we get into that a little more when we get your script out to you.
So, yeah, it's a SOT / book. And, of course, if it's SOT / bow, where's the source coming from? That would be the...
BTR.
Because it's a voiceover, right? It's a voiceover. So, of course, he jumped the cue. Bad. Shame on him. Okay? And I don't know what the audio was thinking. Audio would have, 15 points off as well. This would be insane, my kid. So Civil War is a SOT / bow. The SOT comes before the voiceover, and that's also from the BTR. Okay, so let's play this out and see what we got at the end here.
Enactment of the Civil War this weekend. Adolescent in history came complete with historic clothing and realistic weaponry. Some stand-in casualties were even cared for by 19th century medical techniques. Now, the reenactment portrays the Union garrison and civilian life at the brick and stone walled fort.
Any ideas? Let's have hands.
Reader?
Nope, not quite. Yes. It is a close-up / tack. Close-up tack.
That's right.
Close-up tack, we'll call it camera one, since you, again, you don't know where the camera shots are. So yeah, Civil War is a, at the end here, is a CU / tack. As we come back to the camera shot, again, tack is a disposition line that's presented differently on the air than the body of the sword, okay? So that is a close-up / tack. And that's also from camera one is what we'll call it. So recap in Civil War, it's a SOT / bow for the BTR, CU / tag from camera one. Okay? All right. Any questions on the Civil War or rebuilding Iraq? Yes?
How was rebuilding Iraq? How was one of them going to open the shoulder and this one to close up? Yeah, they
Because this one here is the same shot, but there's no box effect over her, over his shoulder.
Oh.
Remember, she had the box effect that said rebuilding Iraq over?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the OTS, sir. Okay. Yep.
Can't over the shoulder also leave it in an interview when there's a camera showing the...
Like the anytime you're interviewing someone, yeah, we call that an over-the-shoulder shot, which is really, more or less camera lens here, reporter here, and I'm interviewing.
So case, it's just when there's the graphic. Or
this is for production purposes called an OTS. In this case here, it's more of a photographer OTS. So camera operator here, Mike, with the camera. I got the microphone. Third quarter stuff you're going to be doing quite a bit in third quarter OTSs. Yeah.
So you said there's video and they come back and finish the story reading. That's the tag.
That would be a tag.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like the fish story we did the last couple weeks. That would be a full screen tag.
Okay.
Because if you notice, the body of that story was more or less just the anchor reading on camera.
Reading
then right at the end, we went to a full screen tag and talked about salmon, mackerel, and swordfish. And if there's more information, you call 1-800-HEALTHYFISH.com. Or you can ask. There's a number too.
www.healthyfish.com.
Is it 290? Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, let's see. What we got here?
The webbing of engines of classic cars in the summer in Livonia today. More than 100 miles set a course for Daytona, Florida, as part of the Great
Race. Close-up camera three, below that we have
a... This was the first year of the 101st annual event. And with so many...
Yeah, we'll go back and just play that for you one more time. Of course, here's your close-up. Close-up, that would be... What do we have? Camera three.
The revving of engines of classic cars...
So close-up camera three.
More than 100
and then VO from the
BTR.
Now here the engines revving up. And all that is natural sound.
This was the first year...
I'll explain that in a second. Is that your question?
Event.
I get a question on this every quarter.
So many enthusiastic spectators in hope.
Okay, so that's a simple little voiceover story that we've been doing. Now the natural sound underneath, now let's pretend play, you guys are photographers, okay? You guys are going to go out the field and shoot some video. You go out and shoot some video. Let's say Mike is a photo, goes out there and say, Mike, go cover the great race. So Mike's like, I'm all over. Right? So Mike's got his camera, he's ready to roll. While he's shooting all the B-roll, okay, he's also getting audio into his camera from usually channels 1 and 2 from the internal microphone that's on the camera. Okay? So therefore, we're getting natural sound in there. Of course, when you're going to interview someone, you're going to hook up another microphone, go through another source, and then have this one work and cut off the microphone on the internal microphone on the camera. So it sounds a lot clearer and crisper and cleaner. But again, once Mike is done, he's going to go out there and say, okay, it's about a 30-second story, so he knows he's going to shoot about 3-4 minutes worth of stuff. We're going to overshoot. We're not going to overshoot. We don't want to do that. So come back, he gets the script. What he's going to do is edit the shots that go with the script and incorporate the audio that he shot with it. Okay? So therefore, when we get him on air, when we get this on air, and we actually play this video on air, as long as the editor, right, edited the shots and edited the natural sound, typically we say 10 to 20%, so it's called natural sound. So therefore, when we put this on the air, not only are we putting the video on the air, but somewhere on the audio board, what we're doing is we're bringing up the audio track for that VTR as well, too, and bring that up. As long as the editor edited that at 10 to 20%, we can bring it up all the way, and it should be right at par, 10 to 20%. Because remember, the anchor microphone's up to 100%. So Mike Land Wolf is talking 100, the VTR level's at 10 to 20. Okay? If you ever watch, we have that basically for just about every single story. Some stories have no video to it, or I'm sorry, some stories have no audio to it. So you can't get natural sound. But most stories do. Most stories do. I mean, so you have something in the background. You ever listen to the highlights? SportsCenter doesn't do this because SportsCenter typically plays music, so you don't have natural sound underneath. They have natural sound at full sometimes. We have the, here's the last play of the game, you know, boom. And then, of course, you have the announcer doing their, you know, the game-winning home run or something like that. But if you ever listen to your local sports anchors and they're talking over Piston highlights, what are you hearing underneath? Dribbling, right? Squeaky shoes, right? Crowd going nuts. If you're a Cavaliers fan like myself, ball bouncing off the front of the rim, fast break the other way. So, I mean, that's what you got for the most part. You're hearing all that stuff. You're hearing the crowd noise and all that stuff. Yeah.
Can that sound go on without
that? No, because natural sound typically goes with about almost every single story. Okay. And sometimes you're just not going to have it, but most times you are.
So they can choose to turn off that internal mic or not when they're shooting?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, I was just looking at my groups for camera tech. I'm looking at my first group. They did a pretty good job. It was great this before class, because I have a camera tech class Thursday afternoon. And I'm grading the first of five groups, and I noticed, you know, again, common mistake, if you're not wearing headphones, and, you know, little Stevie Strass will tell you about this if you're going to be on video, making the right decision, going that way. Nonetheless, it is a situation where my group said, okay, you've got natural sound, great, the only problem is now when you interviewed someone, you're looking at your microphone, you're looking at your levels in your camera, and you see levels at 100%, which is great, but you guys didn't wear microphones, or you didn't wear headphones. If you wore headphones, you would have heard, okay, I'm not hearing anything out of his microphone. We're getting 100%, but it's coming from this microphone, which happens to be about 6 feet away from him. That doesn't do us any good. It sounds like he's talking, you know, a ways away. And of course, you have a lot of natural sound, traffic noises, things like that. It's going to drown him out. So therefore, you flip off the internal microphone, put on the external microphone, which would be a handheld or a lav or a wireless mic, things like that. And you can use that. Okay? All right, any questions on the great race? That was a really good race, by the way. Outstanding. Okay, so we got talents 1 and 2 on a weather tee. You probably already guessed what type of shot this is. Two shots. Odds are we're going to call it 2 shot on camera 2. This is coming up right here. The weather tees. 2 shots, camera 2.
I guess those temperatures are going to race up just a little bit, right?
All right, 2 shot, camera 2. What type of shot we have right here? Bingo.
Medium shot.
Any ideas? Any hands? Yes, sir. Wide shot or full shot, either one I'll accept. You may want to put wide shot down because if you put an FS on the rundown, you can either interpret that as a full screen or a full shot. So put WS or just write out wide shot or full shot. But this is a wide shot starting off on Andrew Humphrey here. And of course, we'll just call that camera number one. We'll just assume it's, you know, kind of the same camera we use for weather, which is camera one. So the weather tees was a 2 shot on camera 2. This is a wide shot on camera number 1. Of course, they're going to do the nice cool zoom in, But that's not going to be anything on a rundown sheet. That's all the commands that are going to be from a director. Camera one, start your zooming type of thing. Kind of like we do, what we do at the beginning of our newscast. Yeah.
Nice zoom.
Yeah. Tilt up as you go. Oh, camera one's doing a great job. All right, so we're going to dissolve the self in here. What do we got here? Full screen from the deco. You guessed it. Full screen from the deco. And there's only one of those because it's just a quick tease here. Full screen from the deco. And then our last part here.
As you can see, we'll have clear skies for tonight.
Wrapping things up. Any ideas? Any hands? What do we see here? What do we possibly see here? Yes.
Close up camera one.
Close up on camera one. It's a close up slash pad. You got it. Close up slash pad. On camera number one. Notice we do a lot of tags here, whether you need to or not, a lot of tags. Close up slash gag on camera number one. Now, of course, the next two I'm going to give to you guys because they just hacked this thing up. You guys thought you made mistakes? Okay. Quite honestly, guys, I have to be impressed. I was thinking about this over the weekend. Why? I was. I don't know. Because I had dreams of this class again and people faculty members two nights in a row. And then, in fact, Kiwana Lentz, it looked like Kiwana. Does Kiwana sing the national anthem anymore? Because there's a woman at Monster Jam on Sunday who is exactly like her. I think that's Kiwana Lentz. Oh my gosh, I sing the national anthem. So maybe she blew her voice out or something. But what was I saying? Oh, okay, this is what I was thinking about, that for a class of 42, 43 people, I mean, you guys haven't had a complete train wreck of a show yet. Knock on wood, because you have shows, you have 4 days of shows. But what I'm saying is, this is really good, because once in a while, I do have to, and sometimes it's good for me just to kind of, whoever the instructor is, to direct a show for each group. But a lot of times, I just don't even bother doing that unless it calls for, hey, listen, we got a timeout. Things aren't going well. let's kind of call a timeout here. Let me direct one show for each group, and then hopefully get this thing back in track so you have to pinpoint some things as we're kind of going along here. So, nice job overall on that. So, we haven't had that, of course. Now, you guys do make mistakes. We all do. These guys, obviously fell down and scraped their knee on a couple things here. Now, keep in mind, it is a weekend crew. A lot of times, weekend crews, those are like the secondary folks. Those aren't the top-of-the-line folks sometimes. Okay, they're still learning. They're very good at what they do, but sometimes it is a skeleton crew, and sometimes you get some of the part-timers on there, things like that. So what I'm going to tell you what you're supposed to see, okay? And then I'll show you what you're going to see here. So the tail one and two on the sixth part of our rundown is a second block tease. That will be a two-shot on camera two, which worked out lovely. That's the only part of this thing that really worked out. Second block tease is a two-shot on camera two, and what you're supposed to see, and you kind of sort of did, is a VO from the VTR, okay? VO from the VTR below that. The problem is they're all over the map. And this is what you got sometimes.
Tomorrow, the whole last thing's next week, our details on that in a few moments.
Thanks, Andrew. But, some Hollywood heavyweights are sharing top billing in the summer blockbusters.
Now, this is being called the Summer of the Car at the nation's theaters.
Oh, God. Holy cow.
And more than 250 homes.
Now, listen to what she's saying.
Wildfires.
I don't think so. Let's go back to camera two. Now, what's she talking about?
Lightning day on local roadways.
Roadways, car wrecks. That's what we just saw.
After a wild crash on Woodward.
Please, fade the line. Just fade the line. Okay. Now, let me explain there a couple things. First of all, if you're going to a second block tease, or any tease for that matter, a lot of times what you guys as the editors want to know is, okay, so what's coming up? I see the rundown sheet. I know what things that I need to edit for certain stories and the producers and anchors and all that other stuff. But what I also need to know is, producer, what stories in the second block of the newscast do you want to tease? And then he'll let me know. I said, oh, we're going to tease the wildfires coming up in the second block. We're also going to tease the Woodward crash. So, okay, so which one you want first? And they'll let you know. So, well, we're going to talk about 10 seconds of each one. So then I, as the editor, is going to say, okay, I'm going to grab a little snippet from each of that B-roll and then edit it down, so therefore we can play it here to say, hey, listen, here's not only what we're telling you what's coming up, here's a little sample of the video that's coming up. So it's either we told the editor, producer told the editor the wrong thing or the wrong order. They changed their mind, didn't tell him. Or maybe he got it screwed up. The producer gave him the right order, but he didn't get the right order. So, or maybe whoever's playing with the video, maybe they put the wrong thing in. Maybe they were using the wrong piece of video. So therefore, what happens is, they go to video, it's Swisher made a mistake, camera two realizes, and this is where it comes into play, where camera two is like, okay, I'm off the air. A lot of times you're not going to be told what to do, you just do it, okay? That's why we're saying right now, for you guys, for a graded situation, don't do it. Just do as you're told right now, okay? So camera two decided, okay, well, I'm off the air. Let me zoom in because I know we're coming back out to Michael and Wolf after the first budget. So they zoom back in two, and director's like, go to two. He's like, oh, crap, camera two already moved because they know they're off the air. Go to video. Well, video's the wrong thing. So at this point here, we just have to do something. Okay, that's what happens with live TV sometimes. It does happen.
Why is the second block?
Because that's the second block of the news. Remember, first block is just the stories, and the first block is the time between commercial breaks. So you have this here. Now, this one here I'm going to give to you as well, too, because they're still having some struggles, okay? They're getting closer, though. They really are. But this Woodward crash is going to be a close-up on one, okay, as you can see here. Close-up on one, right about here. Okay, close one one, and what's supposed to be is a VO from the VTR, just a standard voiceover story, a VO from the VTR. All right, now they're getting closer. They did tag it. Now whether they were supposed to tag it or not, don't know. But you can see why they tagged it, because we're getting closer. You know, it's a Woodward crash. It's a car wreck.
There's five people, okay, including three children.
So we're getting closer. We're getting there. Watch stuff. We go back to the camera. Okay.
The SUV rolling.
So he's like, okay, so we got cars involved. It's just Fast and Furious and Woodward Avenue doesn't, you know, they have some similarities, roadways and cars, but that's about all the similarities I got. So they tagged it because, again, it was a little bit of an issue. I don't think it was supposed to be a tag. Okay, last two here.
Now, three children ages 1, 5, and 14,
Arizona
hospitalized.
Fire.
No one was seriously hurt.
All right, Arizona fire type of shot we got. What is it?
Making news across America.
Close up. And we'll call that close-up on camera three. Close-up on camera three, yes, sir.
I had a quick question about the last
one. Yeah.
The last purchase was a voiceover and tag?
Well, no, I didn't tell if you put tag in there because I don't think it was supposed to be a tag. The only reason they tagged it was because they have the wrong video. You know, sometimes it's Shamu's going to black, oh my God, ready one, take one. You know what I mean? It's kind of like those one of those impromptu things, kind of save your skin.
So we leave that off.
Just put VO from the VTR. Yeah, VO from the VTR. So Arizona fire, close to my camera three. Michael, man, what's going on here?
Also, wildfires in Arizona, and the blaze shows no signs of stopping. Firefighters say this fire continues to do what it wants to do, and is 0% contained. The wildfires ravaged
60
in Summer Haven area. 300 more firefighters being called in to help the 700 already fighting.
All right, so VO from the VTR, very standard, very simple voiceover story, okay? And, of course, the last one, Race for Cure. Type of shot. OTS, camera three.
I'm sure OTS, camera three. Raced out for the annual Race for the Cure at Comerica Park.
And, of course, we have, voiceover from the VTR.
The run drove home. How important early.
Now, this is going to be one of the two other terms we're going to talk about. You need to know for your final exam. This is Race for Cure. OTS 3, VO from the VTR. Okay? Now, this is considered a VOSOT story. Now, we talked about I mentioned two types. There's four main types of television news stories. We talked in week two about readers, anchor in front of the camera, okay, about 20 to 30 seconds. Voiceovers, which is an anchor talking over B-roll, okay. Third type is the most common type, VOSOT. And that's what this is. It's a VOSOT story. It's an anchor talking over B-roll, just like a voiceover, just like it, except it leads into a sound on tape, which in radio you call that an actuality. But it's the same concept, so we visually see the person. So that is a VOSOT story. That's what you're seeing here, because what we're going to do is wipe out of this, or dissolve out of this video, and then what we're going to do is go into a cell. Okay. So it's a VOSOT story. It's an anchor talking over B-roll, which leads into a sound on tape. Okay? And this is what you got here, and you're going to know the difference here, because this type of, if you're doing it the old-fashioned way, and sometimes, you know, some small stations still do this, if you're the editor, I have my Race for Cure B-roll, okay, and I also have my sound on tape B-roll, okay, or video, I should say. So therefore, I hand this to the tape op. It's like, okay, here's two tapes. The tape op says, okay, Race for Cure VO and Race for Cure SOT. So therefore, we're going to put this in VTR 1, we're going to put this in VTR 2. So then as soon as my anchor's done voicing over this stuff, I'm basically saying, okay, roll VTR 2, wipe it, mic here, or up full or dump mics or something like that, which you're going to see. Yeah.
Four, four,
six, both sides. I haven't got to the fourth one yet. Okay, so I'm just going to mention it. Nothing you're going to need to know. But all right, so here we go. We got B-roll, voiceover,
funds for research, the run drove home how important early detection is.
Dissolve out of this with white box, it's going to dissolve. And here's your SOC.
1975.
Right there. From another source, obviously.
When I first walked in today, I saw all the survivors and people walking in four other.
So obviously, you notice they dissolve. So what they're doing is they're dissolving the B-roll out, and they're dissolving in the sound on tape from another source. Okay? So in this case here, you have a SOT slash, because we're going to have something else in here as well, too. SOT slash.
I started crying because it's just so touching to know that this many people would come out and do this for me.
This year's run is expected to raise more than $500,000 for breast cancer research. And
SOT slash vote. So it's actually, if you get real specific on this, it's a BOSOT vote. It's a BOSOT into a voiceover vote, so you don't need to know that right now. But as an editor, at some point, you're going to need to know. Okay, BOSOT vote, okay, B-roll, soundbite, and then some more voiceover stuff. So this last part here, as far as Race for Cure, started as an OCS on camera 3, then it went into a VO from the BTR, then it went into a SOT slash VO from the BTR. Okay? And that's kind of what you're looking at there. Now notice the SOT and the VO are on the same tape because they're talking away here, right? But you don't notice a dissolve or a wipe going into the voiceover part.
Out and do this for me.
This year's run is expected to raise more than $500,000.
So one tape had the B-roll, the other tape had the sound on tapes, and then a little extra video at the end to voice over. Natural sound. Okay. So again, with the BOSOT story, why is that the most popular? Because if you watch the newscast, fourth type I'll give you. I mean, you don't need to know this. It's something you'll need to know a little more from camera tech. And anyone who's looking at going into editing, photography, or on-air talent, packages. Okay. When you talk about a news package or a sports package, anytime you talk about a package, that basically means it is a taped story from a reporter. Okay? Because let's face it, here's basically the way this works out. If I'm going to tell Brian, say, Brian, what you need, you and Tim need to do, we got this story, it's called Woodward Crash, just go VO. Okay, we need to VO it, and then they know automatically, okay, what we need to do is go out there with our camera, we need to get some B-roll. Right? We don't really need to interview someone, except maybe interview them and get some facts and information. We'll put that in the story. Right? But then what we're going to do is come back, write a script, edit the video to it, and then have our anchor voice over. Okay? Now, if I say, oh, Woodward Crash, what we want you guys to do is get a BOSOT story. Okay, BOSOT's a little different. Okay, we still got to get B-roll, and now we actually have to interview someone on camera to get a good sound bite with this person, or two, or three people. They usually it's one. Right. In that case there, what you have is, you're going to come back, write it up, and then we're going to have the voiceover, all right? Have the B-roll to match the script, and then at the end, we're going to have a sound on tape from a police officer. Okay? But we're also going to give it to our anchors to read over it live on air. They did all the work. They get to do the pretty stuff and read it on the air. Okay? The package is something different, whereas, again, guys go out and package this story, the big-time story. So they're still going to get all the B-roll, except they're going to need more because packages usually in broadcast usually run about 90 seconds to about 2 minutes. So it's going to be a longer story. So more B-roll, more sound bites, and then, of course, they're going to come back and not only write up the story, but if Tim's the reporter, what he's going to do is he's going to put his voice track down onto whatever source, whether it's Final Cut Pro, Avid, or maybe just a DVC Pro tape. Okay, it doesn't really matter. Voice track goes down. Then we edit the video to make it match. So therefore, it's called a package because it's all done. It's 2 minutes long. And all we have to do is write up a little intro for our anchor to read, saying, okay, there's a big-time accident on Woodward Avenue. There's been a problem here for a little while now. Tim Burke is the latest with that story. Anchor shuts up. We just roll his tape for 2 minutes. That's called the news. Now, the BOSOTs are the most important ones. The reason is the most used. Because here's typically what the debate is in the newsroom. It's like, okay, well, let's see here. Guys, we're going to vote. We're going to veto the story. You know, I think it needs a little more than a voiceover. I think it needs just a little more than like 20 seconds of B-roll. Should we package a story? It's not that important of a story. It's kind of one of those tweeners. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's VO. I don't think we give enough to it. Package, we give too much time to it. You know what both sides. We'll give a little bit of B-roll. We'll get a little bit of a sound bite. We got a little mixed bag of stuff. Okay? So instead of just showing 25 seconds of it on the air, we definitely don't need 2 minutes. But maybe we give it 45 seconds, we'll be good. That's where your BOSOTs come into play. A little bit of B-roll, a little bit of sound bite, we'll move on to the next story, and we'll rock out. Okay? Anyway, any questions on that as far as the BOSOT? That's all you really need to know is what a BOSOT is. Anchor talking over B-roll, leading into the sound. Okay? day, which is a lot of stuff you're going to be doing in the camera tech. You're not going to be writing up the stories, but shooting the B-roll, interviewing people with the stand-up. Okay. Now, how does this work in production? You guys know as far as talents, news anchors, they read off the prompters, how cool, right? Once you catch the video of the stolen motorcycle, you really don't need to look at the video, right? You'll just read your prompter or read your script, okay? But if we are leading into a sound on tape, what the director has to do is basically tell the floor director, okay, count them down, here we go, in 5, 4. So while the anchor is reading off the prompter, floor director's doing one of these. Basically saying, you need to shut up right about now, because sound bite's kicking in from the newsman, okay? But you got some flexibility there because you're two different sources, okay? Sports, a little bit different, but very similar as well, too, because basically once I'm done, you know, hey, here's what's going on, Tigers highlights, let's head out to Comerica Park, boom. Once we get the voiceover, usually there's nothing there. But I got my little script, and I got my little monitor over here, so I'm watching the highlights and ad-libbing, and of course, next thing you know, we're going to get into the soundbite of Jim Leland, manager of the Tigers. All right, so if the camera's over here, I got the sports anchor looking over here, I got to basically get his face, you know. Miguel Cabrera with his third home run of the game. Boom. And I'm just doing one of these. Tigers go on to win. 6 straight wins. 6-0. So he shuts up. Jim Leland kicks in. Usually dawn on chicken sandwich and fries. And then very entertaining. And then basically, so he sees my hand signals to say, shut up. Because somebody's going to win. Okay? That's kind of what we're doing with that. And if you guys have never done that radio, you'd be lying. You know how you have a voiceover to a song? Voiceover is 20 seconds, and you have to shut up at basically 19 or 19 and a half. Same concept. So sometimes you have to speed up, sometimes you have to slow down. And if you've never done that in radio, you'd be like, you know, talking away, that's the Dave Matthews Band on WNLD. If you're trying to stretch, hit up, post up, it's kind of what you're doing here sometimes. Kind of doing the same thing. Okay? All right, any questions on the vote side? Very, very exciting. All right, so we'll kind of come back to this rundown sheet in just a little bit. But I do have another visual for you, another little handout, which is going to help you out with another term, the last new term for you guys on the final exam, which could be on the final next week. I mean,
no, it could be on there, like number 32 or something. By the way, what I want to stress to you guys, not really stress, but this has come up before.
Give me a trouble here. A lot of times when I'm grading your shows, okay, I put little things down, you know what I mean? Little notes. Like, for example, if I'll put, if the kicker story went to black, I use the BK, meaning black kicker. Okay, that's kind of what it is. Or sometimes what happens, I got just the other quarter, I had someone was wondering why they got marked down because it said something like hot peas. Okay, that's nothing sexual. What that means is your tease of the newscast, okay, was hot. Whether it be your audio was hot or the engineer was hot. So when you hear me say hot tease in class, of course, that means that's what it was. Because I had that before. What does this mean? Let me explain this. Because now it's like, all good. All good. Hi. Oh, sorry. Hi. Half the time I can't read my writing. I'm just seeing something like this. We make it happen. Okay. All right. Now that's an old rundown sheet, but it serves a purpose because it has something else that we're not using. But just so you guys know how this actually operates, the term that I'm going to throw your way here, guys, it could be on a final, like number 32 or something. It's called back time. Okay, back time. And let me give you a quick definition of back time. Backtiming is basically the process of counting backwards. Oh, yeah. There's more to it. The process of counting backwards to make sure your show stays on time. Okay, that's backtiming. Right? The process of counting backwards to make sure the show stays on time. That's right, backtiming. The process of counting backwards to make sure your show stays on time, or is on time, whatever you want to phrase it. Now let me give you an example here on this rundown sheet, which is, obviously all it says here is the slugs of local, national, you know, they have news and sports at the beginning, and then they have a break, and then they go into an interview. But if you notice here, let's go to the back side. First of all, you notice here there's a time counter. Right? Okay, so show name, camera, graphic, and on the far right-hand side there's a time column that basically tells you how long each story should be. Now, it's generic times right now, 15 seconds, 30 seconds. The reason is because the stories aren't written yet, but that's how long they roughly are. Okay? So if you may happen to write a story, then maybe, you know, one story is 20 seconds, the other is 25 seconds. You know, whatever. But you're timing all this stuff out, and therefore you're trying to fit this in, because typically in a news production situation, you have to start at a certain time like we do, but you also have to end at a certain time. You also have to be very mindful of when are your commercial breaks, because the sales department sold airtime, right? And traffic scheduled this, and based on that rundown sheet, us as the news department, now we know how much time we need to fill. Okay? So in this case here, we go to the very back of this thing on the bottom right, and it says TRT, which stands for... Any ideas?
Total runtime.
Total runtime. Okay, total runtime in this newscast is 28:26. So let's just pretend play again. We're going to start this newscast at 6 o'clock. We need to be done at 6:28 and 26 seconds. We need to be out of bounds. We've got to be gone. We've got to be gone. Brian Williams and the NBC Nightly News kicking the news. Okay? We've got to be done. Now, notice here the very last thing that we have scheduled in our newscast here is called closing credits. And closing credits last for a minute. So if you notice all the handwritten times on the right-hand side, this is basically one of the things directors will do before a newscast. As we always said, you know, directors will usually take the entire script of hour, 45 minutes before a newscast, and take all the scripts and mark their scripts. You know, we're going to font in here, we're going to lose font here, we're going to roll tape here, we're going to ready this. They're going to do all that stuff, including doing some back-timing situations. So therefore, 27:26, they're saying at 27:26, that's how far we should be into this newscast, because we need to fit in the 1 minute of the closing credits. Okay? So we always have to make sure that we're on time with this stuff. If you ever watch a newscast, unless it's extremely badly mistimed, you never, ever, 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 ever see the kicker story deleted out of a newscast. It's never killed. The reason is because the director, especially the director, but also the producer, they're not going to wait till the last minute to decide, oh my God, we're out of time. Oh, what are we going to do? You know what I mean? So if you go back to the front here, and you can figure this out right from the very first story. I happen to highlight story number 5. And story number 5 is news anchor, local story, OTS close at 30 seconds. That means we should be about a minute and a half into this newscast. Okay? Now, if we're not a minute and a half into the newscast by this time, that means we're already timed it out. We're already mistimed. So if we're 2 minutes into the newscast at that time, we already know we are 30 seconds over. Right? We have to do something to get that time back, right? Or, you know, we're right on time. As I said before, some of the things you're always going to hear on commercial breaks, overhead during a newscast. How are we doing on time? How are we doing on time? How are we doing on time? Okay? Are we going as scripted? Does anything float down? Does anything kill? Well, that's usually the conversation that you have, especially when it's kind of chaotic. Okay? So let's just say, for example, you know, we want to make sure we get that 30 seconds back. So, again, how do you get time back? Easily. You can basically just say, and I know this from experience, the sports guy usually gets, you walk in the beginning of the day, you get 5 minutes. Then right before you go on air, say, hey, Tone, sorry, you got 4:20. Oh, thanks. That's a lot. So, I mean, I've worked on this all day, now you're cutting me almost an entire minute. Alright? And why? Because weather dude couldn't stop talking about the 75 degrees today. Usually, that's when you get a battle, that's when you throw down the parking lot, whether the sports guy get after. But nonetheless, it is one of those situations where that does happen. The sports typically is the least important on most nights. But again, here's what happens. If we get on set, to tell we're 15 seconds over, okay, no big deal. We fade up from black. Carl, my co-anchor, we have no time to talk to you. Sorry, I got to move. Okay? There's no chit-chat. Tell me what's going on with sports. Why don't we start things off with the Tigers, Carl? Boom, 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 boom. Here we go. And as soon as we get to the scoreboard, I'm not going to give you any statistics. I'm going to say, there you go. Tigers win 6 in a row. Indians have lost 3 straight. Tigers up, blah, 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 3 games in the division. Now we head off to the National League. I have no time to work. And they're telling me in my ear, you're on time, or we're not. Okay? Now if I come out from black, or before we get on the air, and I'm sitting on the set, and they're saying, tell me you guys are 20 seconds under. Oh, cool. All right, 20 seconds under. Sometimes we fade up black. Hey, Carl. Oh, yeah, what's going on? How was the golf game today? Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a great day for it. And, you know, so get out there again tomorrow, practice up. That's right. So here we go. We're going to start off the base. I got time. In fact, I go through the highlights. I go to the scoreboard. Now I can tell you, hey, Tigers have won 3 in a row. They're going to be in Texas. Verlander goes tomorrow for his 15th victory. I can give you all these statistics now because I got time. I got time to kill. Okay? okay? I got time to play with stuff, put it that way. All right? So that's kind of where it comes into. That's how you can kind of get your time back, and how you can just say, okay, as a producer or an anchor, we need to just not give you as much information. We'll cut out some of the, so we're going to give you all the pertinent stuff, but some of the stuff is just going to get you. Okay? So that's basically your deal with back timing. You're always under pressure to do that, okay? Now, you guys, I don't know, it depends on how you're wired. I'm wired a little differently than my wife because I like to be on time and stuff, and she doesn't. I mean, she likes to, she tries. It just doesn't work for her. But I'm so programmed doing news. I mean, it's one of those situations. I mean, it works well for you if you, I guess you plan your life around that stuff. You don't actually do it because I'm the kind of guy who's like, okay, kids get ready for bus stop. All right, so here's what we got to do. Sophia's cranky in the morning. Nick is not. So what we have to do, Nick's going to get up on his own. Sophia's got to be up 5 minutes to 7. Okay, we've got to get that extra 5 minutes in. 7:05, 7:10, she rolls out of bed. She whines for 10 minutes. We get her a little milk, a little syrup, whatever she wants. And then by 7:35, 7:40, she's good. We've got a 15-20 minute window to play with. Cranky or not cranky, but we can kind of get that fixed before we get on the bus. Okay, that's my thing. Right. And I'm also the kind of guy who basically puts stuff in the microwave for 90 seconds thinking, okay, now, I don't know why. It could be 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking, how much can I get done in this 90 seconds? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over here, I'm going to get the wash, put it in the dryer, I'm going to go over here, I'm going to wind up a cuckoo clock down in the basement. Okay, here we go. Whatever. I mean, it's like, oh, got it done. That's right. 2 seconds to spare. All right? That's just the way I'm kind of wired up, because you're always looking at the clock in news. You're always looking at your clock on radio. I mean, so it all depends. I mean, it's just one of those deals where you just like to be on time and stuff. And, of course, there's some psychiatric problems, too, over there as well as your notes. But the point of the matter is that I think, for the most part, it works. I'm not enjoying it. So, all right, any questions on the back timing? Any questions on the VO, OSATs, things like that? All right, let's talk a little bit about the final exam coming up next week. Again, final exam, we got a 50-question final exam based on everything from the entire second quarter, okay? 50 questions, 2 points each. A handful of those you can get partial credit for. Most you can't, but there are some you can. So out of 50 questions, they're all 2 points each. Again, the overall grade here, if you look on your syllabus, is 20% of the overall grade. So I want to make sure this is kind of a big-ticket item. Main thing you need to look over before we tell you what's on it. Obviously, your crew responsibilities packet, that's from week one. That's all the breakdowns, your director, everything in the production department or operations department, the responsibilities of the director, of the tape, of the camera operators, of the VTR, of the audio directors, things like that. Okay? So look over all that stuff. Also, two study sheets, weeks 2 through 6. Okay? You didn't get one week one, that was your crew responsibility packet I just talked about. And today, you didn't get one. For all intents and purposes, your study sheet is kind of like the rundown sheet we went over today. Okay. So look over that 2 through 6, and of course, all the rundown information and two terms we just talked about today, back timing and BOSAT. Of course, look over lecture notes as well, too, any additional notes you have. And honestly, where we taking some questions of stuff you've been doing every Thursday and Friday in news production. How long IDs should be up, 3 to 5 seconds. Just typical stuff like that. Stuff that if you've been here, you know. We got some really, really cool floor director hand signals for you. Really neat one. So let's go over floor director hand signals real quick. Of course, we have this. It's standby. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. How about this? Wrap up for 15 seconds. Means the same thing. How about this? Switched out. How about this? Just made it up. Good. You guys paying attention? Good. How about this?
Speed it up.
Yeah. Train signal? Yeah. Excellent. P90X? Great. Okay. Legs are still sore. Walking around like an old man here today. Those are the typical ones you're going to see. How about this one? 30 seconds. Which we don't use a whole heck of a lot. The reason is because we don't have commercial breaks, so we use it 30 seconds. Okay, 30 seconds left. Type stuff. You have a few of those. Now, again, with the rundown sheet, there's 10 X's in the rundown sheet. There's going to be 10 blanks, and it's going to show you with X's. It's going to say something needs to go here. And you're going to have 10 questions, and you have to read the questions and then put the proper term or abbreviation in the correct spot in the rundown, whether it's CU, MS, full screen, deco, what a tag is, tees, SOT, you know, you name it. So you need to know that. And it's going to be written there, you know, as far as the questions. And you just have to put the proper term or abbreviation in the right box. Give me like the third story, the newscast slug is this. You know what I mean? Now keep in mind also too, that's a good point. If you have, because there will be some slugs you may have to put in, but don't put in first story of the newscast, the slug is, you know, Palmateer caught gambling or something. Right? Don't put in lead story. No, it's called Palmateer caught gambling. That's the slug. That's what you want to put in. Okay. And also too, keep in mind, you have to be very aware of this, because if you look at the spec profile rundown that I gave you, we were just talking about backtiming. Don't look at it as if, oh, the lead story of the newscast is this. Well, keep in mind, the lead news story may not be the first thing in the rundown sheet. The first thing in this rundown sheet is an open. The second thing is the tease. Okay? The third thing, okay, in the rundown sheet is actually the lead story. Okay? So don't think, the lead story, oh, that's going to be the first thing. Oh, no, don't go by these numbers here. They're just telling you what, how many segments do we have here. The lead story actually doesn't come until the third part of the rundown sheet, right? The third item on the rundown sheet. So be aware of that as well, too. Okay? But I would say if you guys know the rundown sheet information, got to be honest with you, you're going to be, some of you may be looking at this thing, okay, all right, seriously, let's catch it because it seems too easy. Well, it is easy because you know it. Okay? And some people who don't know the rundown sheet very well tend to get a lot of these wrong. So it may look a little foreign to you. As long as you know the abbreviations, you know where to go, you just kind of look over the rundown sheet I'm going to give you here, too, on the script. You'll be in pretty good shape overall. Okay? All right, any questions on that? And again, there's questions that you have throughout the week. Please let me know if there's some material you don't have. Looking through your notes, obviously.
What day are we thinking of Monday?
Monday. Yeah, Monday, the deal is Monday. What we're going to do Monday is I'm going to give you your new script first. Okay, that'll be next Monday. Then we'll probably take the final exam around 9:10, 9:15. A lot of folks will be done probably within a half hour or so. And then after that, because Heather, I think, has you at 11. That's why I backed up the behind-the-scenes ESPN Sports Center. It really shows you a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff we've been talking about, and it actually gives you a good feel for a lot of voices talking at once. And live production. It doesn't matter if it's sports or not. It doesn't matter what the subject is, because we're not really looking at the subject matter. We're just looking at the process of how we live shows. Yeah, so we'll go over that with you as well too. Something just really visually watch. This is pretty intense stuff. And I think the good thing is too, you're going to see a lot of young folks working too. Not necessarily your anchors or your directors, but I'm talking about a lot of the other folks, folks that don't have 5-10 years of experience. So again, it's not one of those impossible things. It's like you can't work there. You need 5 years of luck. No. You're going to be doing some graphics. A lot of college kids. You know what I mean? They go to college in that area, and they have to get interested there. In fact, I ran into a guy that talked about an internship that led into a job. Kevin Kaprowski is a guy that I went to the University of Toledo with. And I haven't seen him in years. And he actually happened to be at this event the other day. It was it's a training toy show. That wasn't for his, it was for the kid. Okay, so we go there before Monster Jam. We have a nice full day. So anyway, I'm walking in there, and of course, these old guys are fighting over their little remote controls. It's funny if you ever go to one of these things, because you have a bunch of old guys fighting over their remote controls with their trains. It's pretty dumb. It's my remote. No, it's my remote. Where's Carl? Did he go? Why did we bring this? Is that what? They're fighting over their toys, and they're 60. But anyway, it's really funny. But nonetheless, I see Kevin walk in. He's got a big old camera, and it's like he's been working at Channel 11 since, geez, probably 15 years now. Started off as an intern. Then got hired as a part-time editor, full-time editor. Now he's doing a whole bunch of stuff. He's one-man banding it. He's doing some writing, photography, editing, and also some producing over there as well, too. Never actually left home. He's still in his hometown. So, nonetheless, there is some folks who do have to stay at stations for quite a while, which is somewhat of a rarity. Some people, but it's still out there. So, yeah.
To
the train show? Yeah. Old guys? Remotes, yeah. No.
I was just wondering if the packet that you gave us last week about who puts away what are
going to
be questions on that?
Oh, you never know. You could. Absolutely. I mean, responsibilities, pre-production, post-production stuff? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it could be in there as well, too. Yep. All the extra additional notes that you have. Okay. All right, any questions? Yes. No, I mean, the study guide is all the information. I mean, it's all, it'd be just a repeat of stuff that you have. Just look over the responsibilities, study sheets 2 through 6, and then today's lecture. That's kind of any additional notes you have. So, no, that's why I give you the study guide to go right for the lecture. So you guys know, as far as right for the lecture, you're getting all the information. I kind of put that in there for that reason, so everything kind of goes in order for the lecture. So, like some classes I've had, I mean, been to college, you know, sometimes those are like, what are you talking about? Where are they going with us? We never talked about it. Yeah, it's tricky professors. Alright, other than that, any questions, comments? Beautiful. Okay, instead of starting the script now, I'm going to give you an extra 5-10 minutes on the break. Just head back at 10 o'clock. 7 o'clock, see me at 10.